I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama Senate will start debating some sweeping changes to the state's prison system today. Republican Senator Cam Ward is bringing that bill to the Senate floor. It would change sentencing and probation standards to try and reduce prison overcrowding. The proposed legislation is based on a year of study by the State Prison Reform Task Force. One of the main changes is the creation of a new Class D felony level that would keep low-level, nonviolent offenders out of prison entirely. Alabama's prisons house nearly twice the number of inmates they were originally designed to hold. Senator Ward says this bill should bring overcrowding down to a level that federal courts will find acceptable. Senators are expecting some lengthy debate on this bill. Women who work at Huntsville's Redstone Arsenal will be getting tips on how to get ahead in their careers. Team Redstone and the North Alabama chapter of Federally Employed Women are teaming up for a mentoring session geared toward women in the workforce. The event will feature Assistant Secretary of the Army Heidi Hsu as keynote speaker. Julie Schumacher is acting deputy to the commanding general at Redstone. She says women are graduating from college at about the same rate as men, but then something happens.
Somewhere along the way in the workforce, they're dropping out for various reasons. Some of those may be personal reasons. But if a woman chooses to work outside the home, I think she should be encouraged and have a support system in her work environment.
That event will also include 15 smaller breakout sessions for one-on-one mentoring. Each of those groups will be led by Schumacher, Secretary Hsu, or by executives or ranking officers at Redstone Arsenal. The event starts at 1:30 at the Bob Jones Auditorium in Huntsville. A group that helps safeguard endangered sea turtle nests is looking for volunteers. APR's student reporter Sarah Sherrill has more on how you can help out.
Share the Beach is a conservation project for loggerhead sea turtles here in Alabama. Today, the group is training volunteers to help the thousands of baby sea turtles that hatch on the beaches of Alabama every year. The trick is making sure hatchlings make it out of their nest and safely into the Gulf of Mexico. Construction along Alabama's beaches is making it tougher for baby turtles to survive. New buildings mean artificial lights shining at night. Share the Beach director Mike Reynolds explains what that can do to the newly hatched babies.
They see all these light, and it just overwhelms the lightness of the water, and they start heading towards the whatever lights they can see. They will crawl to that light looking for water. They don't find it, but keep on going. And that's the end.
Share the Beach volunteers use light-blocking tarps around the nest so the baby turtles make their way to the ocean. I'm Sarah Sherrill with APR News in Tuscaloosa.
An Alabama Senate committee approved a bill recently that will regulate payday lenders in the state by increasing the length of each of those loan terms. Now your forecast.
It's going to be a warm day on this Thursday. Temperatures top out in the low 80s. Look for a partly sunny sky. Small chance for shower or storm this afternoon. Most areas will stay dry. Overnight tonight, lows back in the low 60s for Friday. Temperatures top out near 80. A good chance for storms by Friday night. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.